Welcome to Shugyokai, where the mat, the poem, and the cosmos are apparently all the same problem.
This episode covers one post by Latex Space Coyote, the first entry in a series translating and unpacking Ueshiba Morihei's doka, his teaching poems. The territory runs from classical Japanese grammar to imperial ideology to what it actually means to call Bu a cosmic principle.
So linguistics, martial philosophy, and a particle that changes meaning depending on which page you're on. Let's start with the poem itself.
The post opens a series called Primer One, and the central question it poses is this. What does Ueshiba actually mean when he says Bu is the root of all existence? And how do you read that claim honestly, given the historical language it arrives in? The translation the post gives is direct. Ueshiba's first line reads, Bu is the root of all that exists, and is one great animating spirit of our nation's founding. Thus, Bujutsu arise from Kokoku no Michi. In all affairs, deem them divine. And the post is careful to hold that line at a distance. Kokoku no Michi, the way of the imperial nation, is flagged immediately as wartime ideological vocabulary, a fixed expression tied to Kokutai pedagogy and ultra-nationalist education. The post doesn't soften that.
Right. And here's the thing the post actually insists on. Bu and Bujutsu are not the same word doing the same job.
That distinction is load-bearing. Bu for Ueshiba is a cosmic ordering principle, prior to any nation, lineage, or technique. Bujutsu is the historically specific program through which that principle was institutionalized. The post frames it as three layers. Bu as cosmic cosmology, Bujutsu as nation-building spirit, and daily posture and conduct as the micro level where it lands.
Which is a generous reading of some very loaded vocabulary, but the post earns it by refusing to let the historical debt disappear.
The coda makes that explicit. It says the task is neither reverence nor condemnation, but to look at the imperial vocabulary as imperial vocabulary, without losing sight of what the post calls Bu's non-possessive quality, a root principle that cannot be fully enclosed by any nation or lineage.
There is also a remarkable passage about a single particle. The word to at the end of Hyakuji Kami To appears to close the phrase as a judgment, regard all affairs as kami. But the continuous text continues into the next primer, Kami Tohito to no Aiki, the Aiki of kami and human beings. The to that looked like a period is actually a comma.
The post calls this an editorial cut and a page-spanning enjambment. Not a kakekotoba in Ueshiba's original, but a structural artifact of how the primers were divided. The waka recomposition, Hyakuji Kami to Su, generates its own ethic from that cut. The post asks that it be marked as a critical fork, not the original syntax.
The appendix extends this into ADS-CFT correspondence. Bulk and boundary as a comparative model for Bu and Bujutsu. Not a claim that Ueshiba predicted quantum gravity, but a structural analogy. One system, two descriptions.
The upshot of that appendix is practical. It reads Hyakuji Kami 2 not as a command to sanctify everything, but as a demand that every action be answerable to examination. The post's final line, cosmology must pay its debts upon the mat.
And that is either the most grounded thing martial philosophy has ever produced, or the most demanding. Probably both.
The through line here is accountability at the boundary, between a cosmic claim and a single step, between a historical text and an honest reading of it.
Next time, we'll see what else on this site is waiting to be compiled. Carefully.